Welcome to Audio Notes. I'm David Fingal, Artistic Director of Music at Menlo, and it is with great pride and eager anticipation that I extend this first welcome to the 2012 festival season, Music at Menlo's 10th anniversary. This season, we explore the power of music from the listener's perspective. How does music affect us? How do we use it? What does it mean to us? Over the course of 8 concert programs surveying music's various powers, from the animation of dance and drama to the deepest nourishment of the soul, this season meditates on the simple and audacious question, what is music for? We've entitled the season Resonance to reflect the deep fundamental exploration of music that we look forward to taking with you this summer. Just as the sound of music depends on the resonance of physical objects, our experience of it as listeners is defined by the emotional resonance it inspires. Music resonates not only in our ears, but in our hearts and minds, and affects us in ways that are impossible to capture in words. It is this strange and marvelous dimension of music that we celebrate this season at Music at Menlo. As in previous seasons, this year's installment of Audio Notes brings you in-depth discussions of the music you'll be hearing at the festival. I'll be joined by Artistic Co-Director Wu Han, Music at Menlo's Artistic Administrator Patrick Castillo, and a few of this season's festival artists who will take you deep inside the music and prepare you for the rewarding musical experience that our audiences have come to expect over the last 10 years. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you at the concerts. Music has provided generations of listeners, regardless of cultural background and across religious traditions, with an inexhaustible source of spiritual fulfillment. Concert Program 6, Inspired, explores this profound dimension of music's power through one masterpiece of the repertoire, based on the central tenet of the world's largest religion, Joseph Haydn's The Seven Last Words of Christ.
In 1785 or 1786, the cathedral in the Spanish city of Cadiz commissioned Joseph Haydn to compose a major work for their Good Friday service. In the Catholic Church, Good Friday marks the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and represents one of the most important dates of the liturgical calendar. The Good Friday observance is a solemn occasion, comprising readings and meditations on each of the 7 last words of Christ. Not individual words, actually, but 7 expressions that appear in the Gospels, supposedly uttered by Jesus during his crucifixion. Haydn, who is a devout Catholic, was asked to provide orchestral interludes to accompany the readings. The resultant work, The 7 Last Words of Our Savior on the Cross, is one of Haydn's most original and affecting works. The 7 Last Words premiered on Good Friday in 1787. In the same year, Haydn arranged the work for string quartet to enable more widespread performance. In 1796, he prepared a choral version as well. Haydn wrote in the preface to the choral score, "Some 15 years ago, I was requested by a canon of Cadiz to compose instrumental music on the 7 last words of Our Savior on the Cross. It was customary at the Cathedral of Cadiz to produce an oratorio every year during Lent, the effect of the performance being not a little enhanced by the following circumstances. The walls, windows, and pillars of the church were hung with black cloth, and only one large lamp hanging from the center of the roof broke the solemn darkness. At midday, the doors were closed and the ceremony began. After a short service, the bishop ascended the pulpit, pronounced the first of the 7 words, and delivered a discourse thereon. This ended, he left the pulpit and fell to his knees before the altar. The interval was filled by music. The bishop then, in like manner, pronounced the second word, then the third, and so on, and the orchestra following on the conclusion of each discourse. my composition was subject to these conditions, and it was no easy task to compose 7 adagios, lasting 10 minutes each, and to succeed one another without fatiguing the listeners.
The piece is on a very serious subject, so therefore, it being the last words of Christ, that already is a tall and mighty underlying verbal and even imagery-laden reinforcement for these movements that you will hear in this work.
Violinist Georgia Flizanis.
I think the fact that it was intended to be a commission for the Lenten service of a very important church in Spain, and that the whole ceremony in this service is that the person who is leading the ceremony is delivering, in a sense, those words of Christ. Then there's a certain either sermon attached to it, and then the next words are given. So it's built around these movements, even in just the actual ceremony of the Lenten service. So when Haydn was writing it, he obviously wanted to attach a movement to exemplify the words until the death of Christ. These works are so solemn and so really, really deeply drenched in the liturgical ideas, and they were all sifted out of the stories of Matthew, John. I mean, it's all lifted from these various tellings of the story of Christ. So it has great range, and I think Haydn so unbelievably deeply felt this music. And, you know, when I think about his other religious music, I mean, the Creation, these are works where some of his best writing shines through.
The work is organized into a set of sonatas to accompany each of the 7 last words. Following the somber D minor introduction, Sonata 1 corresponds to Christ's first utterance from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The atmosphere turns from dour to warmer-hearted, befitting the theme of forgiveness. Also, at the start of each sonata, the first violin offers a melodic setting of the actual Latin text on which the movement is based. In Sonata 1, you can imagine the first violin singing the words, "Pater, pater, dimitte illis, quia nesciunt, quid faciunt." One of the fascinating things to listen for in the 7 last words is the way in which Haydn depicts the figure of Jesus, very subjectively and in keeping with the spirit of the Catholic doctrine, as being both human and divine. In this first sonata, for instance, we encounter Jesus, tortured and suffering, but speaking about forgiveness with a very serene temper. Later in the movement, though, perhaps giving voice to Jesus' humanity, Haydn recasts that pater pater motif in darker tones. The Gospels tell that Jesus was crucified in between 2 common thieves. One of the thieves mocked Jesus, but the other, a believer in Jesus' teachings, was penitent. "Dost not thou fear God?" he asks the other criminal, "seeing thou art in the same condemnation. And we, indeed, justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." Then, turning to Jesus, the man says, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Jesus replies, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." The weary C minor theme that begins the sonata quickly reappears in the brighter key of E flat major, and with a more joyful accompaniment in the lower strings, a clear representation of Jesus' vision of heaven. The Gospel of John makes frequent mention of the disciple whom Jesus loved, traditionally considered to be John himself. And at the scene of the crucifixion, John and Mary, Jesus' mother, are grieving at the foot of the cross. Jesus says to Mary, "Woman, behold thy son." The theological significance of this third word is in its installment of Mary as a comforter, protector, and intercessor to God on behalf of all Christians. The tenderness of Sonata 3 aptly reflects the spirit of this teaching. The most poignantly human moment of the Passion story is Jesus' cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Jesus' distress permeates the music of Sonata 4. The clearest representation of Jesus' sense of abandonment and despair comes near the end of the movement, when the first violin embarks on a wayward solo cadenza. The chromaticism of this passage gives an impression of the solo violin having lost its harmonic foundation, an apt musical metaphor for Jesus questioning his faith in God. Another human moment is depicted in Sonata 5. Physically defeated and nearing the end, Jesus says, "Sitio," I thirst. The dry pizzicato accompaniment to the first violin's laconic Sitio motif vividly befits the notion of thirst. Thank you. Sonata 6 presents the starkest music of the cycle, appropriate to the sixth word, it is finished.
It's almost like listening to a late Mahler symphony or something where it's the end of a long haul of a life and you are now hearing the testimonials of this person.
Georgia Flouzanis.
So the task is great for the quartet in this version to simulate the sentiment of each of the utterances. It'll be an experience like no other for the listener.
Sonata 7 reverently presents Jesus' dying statement, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Despite the resolute character of the theme, Haydn instructs the violins to play with their mutes. Violinist Eugene Drucker of the Emerson String Quartet has surmised that the sound of the muted violins might, quote, "represent the weakened voice of the Savior at the end of his ordeal. The separation of the human and divine has come at a tremendous cost, which we are made to feel throughout the entire work." End quote. In the Passion story, Jesus' death is followed by a terrifying earthquake. Haydn's Seven Last Words likewise ends with a musical depiction of the earthquake, full of reeling trills and tremolandos and angular melodic fragments. This dramatic postlude, designed to illustrate the chaos of human sinfulness in the wake of the crucifixion, brings what has been a meditative and austere spiritual journey to a suddenly riveting conclusion. Audio Notes is authored and produced by Patrick Castillo and narrated by David Finkel, Wu Han, Patrick Castillo, and Isaac Thompson. Additional mastering is provided by Dahong Situ. Musical excerpts on this disc appear courtesy of the following artists and organizations: Joseph Haydn's The Seven Last Words of Our Savior on the Cross, performed by the Emerson String Quartet, appears courtesy of Deutsche Grammophon, online at www.deutschegrammophon.com. Audio Notes is a copyrighted production of Artist Led.